Okay, yesterday we started to discuss Mitzvos Lav Lehanos Nitnu, and we raised a lot of questions relating to Mitzvos Lav Lehanos Nitnu, and today I want to get to perhaps some of the approaches, some of the answers. Again, just to quickly review, our Gemara said that according to Rava, you're not allowed to use the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, but if you do use the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, it's kosher. Im Natal kosher. You yotze the mitzvah with the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah. Frekt Rashi, I don't understand. It's Asr Bahana'a. If you're getting the mitzvah with it, isn't that called getting Hana'a from a Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah? So Rashi says, no, you're not getting Hana'a from it because mitzvos Lav Lehanos Nitnu. Mitzvos were not given for the sake of Hana'a. And therefore, I mean, that's the literal translation of the words, but the more likely translation of the words is that the Hana'a that you get, the geshmak you get from fulfilling a mitzvah, is not halachically defined as Hana'a. That is not called Hana'a. The geshmak one feels when they do a mitzvah is not called Hana'a. The issue then becomes, what if there's also a physical geshmak in doing a mitzvah? Some mitzvahs don't have any physical geshmak. You take lulav, the only geshmak is the spiritual geshmak that you got to do a mitzvah, that you feel connected to God. But there are many mitzvahs that also have a physical geshmak associated with it. You might enjoy the tzel sukkah. You might enjoy eating matzah. You might enjoy tashmish shamita peruravu, mitzvahs ona, things like that, that have a definitive physical geshmak as well. So what's the role of the physical pleasure in doing a mitzvah? Would we still say, no, that's not called Hana because it's a mitzvah? Or would we then say that, no, that is called Hana? So Rashi says, Kolomar, Ein kiyum mitzvahs hana'as haguf, ela avodas eved l'rabo. Rashi seems to emphasize that when you do mitzvos, the hana'as haguf is not the emphasis. There is no hana'as haguf, rather. It's avodas eved l'rabo. And whatever hana'as haguf there seems to be, well, Rashi, you could read this Rashi a dozen different ways. You might say Rashi's not even dealing with hana'as haguf, that Rashi is only telling you that the geshmak of doing a mitzvah isn't called Hana'a. It's not Hana'a Saguf, it's just Avodah Seved L'Rabo, no matter what form that Geshmak comes in. Or you might say that, no, Rashi is dealing with our issue, and he's saying, look, the Geshmak that you get that's a spiritual Geshmak, that's not called Hana'a. But the Geshmak that you get that's going to be a physical Geshmak, even if it's done while you're doing the mitzvah, that is called a legitimate Hana'a, and therefore would be included in the Isser. So what is our approach? What is the approach of the Rishonim, more specifically, to physical pleasure in doing mitzvos? So in order to understand this, let's first take a look at the Ritva, how the Ritva defines mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. The Ritva over here in source number 13, the Ritva writes, in the fourth line over there, V'yafal gav demis hani basias mitzvos shemekabel schar ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba, even though you do get pleasure from doing mitzvos. And what's the pleasure that you get? What's the hana that you get? So notice the Ritva doesn't talk about the spiritual high of doing a mitzvah, the fact that it's good and that you enjoy it, and that itself feels good, that it's good because it's good. He talks about the fact that you're going to get rewarded, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually going to give you something for it. He's going to give you reward in Olam HaZeh and in Olam HaBa, and isn't that called Hana'a? So he says, Lo Chashiv Isser B'Yisurei Hana'a, Elik Shenene Begufo Shel Isser. So this is what we were discussing a little bit yesterday, that something is only called Hana'a in regards to the Isra of getting Hana'a from, let's say, Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah. It's only called that you're getting Hana'a from it when you get Hana'a from the object itself. Aval kol she'ein Hana'a migufo, ela she'gorim lo Hana'a v'revach mimakom ha'acher, eino Hana'a min ha'Isra. But if the Isra Hana'a doesn't give you direct Hana'a, it's just as a result of the fact that you use it, there is hana that comes to you from some other spot, from some other place, such as, I use the lulav, now God is going to give me a lollipop for taking lulav. He's going to give me schar. He's going to give me some sort of reward for doing it. So that lollipop that I get is not hana from the lulav. It's hana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's just the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to give me something. I use the example of lollipop, I think I mentioned yesterday, because that's how the Rambam describes. And that's how the Rambam describes the very idea of schar of mitzvos in general. That when we get schar of mitzvos, it's not that we, he explains, the schar of the mitzvah is not the reason that we do the mitzvah. It's not the toelos of the mitzvah. It's not the ultimate purpose of the mitzvah. The purpose of the mitzvah is that the mitzvah is good. The mitzvah is definitely the best thing to do. It is a good thing to do. Elamai, we're not always mature enough to understand that. And Rambam gives the mashal like a child. If you have a child who you want to get him to do the right thing, so you want him to get him to listen and to take a shower and to go to bed on time and to, so why do you want him to do those things? Because those are the right things to do. So what do you tell him? I'll give you a lollipop. So from his perspective, he's doing it because you get a lollipop. But that's clearly not the reason that you do it. You don't do it for the lollipop. You do it because that's the right thing to do. Elamai, you need to train the child to do the right thing, so you put the lollipop in front of him. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam does when it comes to schar mitzvos. But that schar that we're getting is not directly from the Chavta Shel Aveira.
How does this work with, so you're not allowed to get hanal from, you know, somebody else, say Yitzhak or Zar, but seemingly it's the same concept. Physical wrong or something physically right about, say, lulav that was kosher, that's kosher, and you now shaking it for a mitzvah, or lulav or zar, it's nothing physically wrong. It's a, I don't want to say spiritual, but it is a spiritual thing. A mitzvah is the spirituality of the mitzvah.
Right, that's exactly what the Ritva is saying, that there, since there is no physical pleasure from it,
which you're not allowed to get, but it's called hanal by Rozara. I mean, if I have something that was used for Rozara and I use it for something.
No, it's not. We're saying not till kasher. It's not a problem. It's not called hana'a if I'm using it for, if my only hana'a is a spiritual hana'a. If the only hana'a is the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is rewarding me for doing it. The fact that I'm doing a mitzvah and I'm going to get rewarded for that mitzvah is not called hana'a. That's the mitzvah yisod by lulav shel avod zara. Now, in order to really get, so the Ritva says, the Ritva implies that if there was actual physical hana from the lulav shel avod zara, then enochinami, that would be a problem. But the only thing is, by lulav, there is no physical hana. So if you take a look at the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, this is really the primary source that needs to be studied. It's in source number 15 in our packets over here. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph tells us as follows. I'm a Rava. Hamudar Hana'a Mechavero. If, let's say I have a neder that I'm not allowed to get Hana'a from my friend. So now my friend becomes Asar Ba'ana'a. I'm not allowed to get Hana'a from him. So Mutul Litkol Litkiyah Shul Mitzvah. He can be my Baal Tokeh. He can blow the shofar for me. Hamud rana mi shofar. If I have a neder that I'm not allowed to get an offer from a shofar, mutul tkobo tkiyashul mitzvah. I have no problem that he could certainly blow the shofar for me. That's not a problem. That's not called that I'm getting a nod. Why? Because what am I getting from him? A mitzvah. Va'amar Rava. Hamud rana mi chavero. Maza alav mechatos b'yimosa gesham avlo b'yimosa chama. Now it gets interesting. If I have a neder that I'm not allowed to get an offer from my friend, and I become Tamei Meis, so I need someone to take the ashes and water of the Paraduma and sprinkle it on me, and it's cold and refreshing. So if it's winter time where I really don't want cold and refreshing, so then that's fine. I'm not getting any Hana'a from him. I was Tamei before, and now I'm Tahar, so aren't I getting Hana'a of that? No, that's spiritual Hana'a. That's not called Hana'a. That's Mitzvah's lovely Hana'a. But if it's Yimos HaChama, if it's winter, if it's summertime, and it's nice to have to go in the sprinklers in the summertime, so he's sprinkling this nice cold water on me, so then it's going to be Aser. That's no good. That's called that I am getting Hana'a from him. The physical Hana'a that I got was only in the context of doing a mitzvah. Doesn't matter. I got physical Hana'a, and that physical Hana'a is called Hana'a. That's what it seems very clear. Hamudra Hana'a mi Mayan. Similarly, if I have a ned that I'm not allowed to get Hana'a from a Mayan, from a spring. Now, a spring of water generally has a greater koach hametaher than a mikveh does. There are certain things that cannot become tahor in a mikveh, they can in a mayan, flowing water, right? So if a person says that he has a neder, he's not going to get enough from a mayan, tovel bo tvila shel mitzvah b'yimos ha-gishabim, aval lo b'yimos ha-chama. So he should be tovel tvila shel mitzvah, he can be tovel tvila shel mitzvah, if he has a tvila shel mitzvah he needs to do, he can go during the wintertime, not during the summertime. Because if it's summertime and he can really use the cooling off, then the cooling off is pleasurable to him, it's enjoyable to him. So that's hana'a. That's hana'a. That's physical hana'a. You can't say that that's not called hana'a. Mitzvah lovely hana'a. Even though the tefillah itself is a mitzvah, but he's getting physical hana'a. So this gemara seems to make a pretty open and shut case of it. This gemara seems to be very clear that any sort of physical hana'a that you get while you're trying to do a mitzvah is definitely going to be called hana'a, and therefore is going to be a problem in terms of it will not be included in mitzvah shel avodah zarah nitnu, would be a problem if you're using shel avodah zarah. Yeah.
Why can't you just say that we're talking about a dharma over there, so like Moshe Miyadu would be that like all types of hanah.
Good. Says Tosfos, source number 16, that the pshat over here, salkadai techamina, I'm at a thought, dafka b'mudar hanah mechaveru. Actually, well, Tosus wonders, why do you have to say mudra na mechavero and mudra na mishofar? What's the difference between saying mudra na mechavero and mudra na mishofar? So he says, salgadai chamina dafka be mudra mechavero hu disharina letkola lahazas pshim dasta mudra mechavero ain daitol dvar mitzvah. So he says, because likely you would think that if I'm mudra na for my friend, I probably don't mean to include mitzvahs in that. I mean, say I'm not going to get hana from him. I never would have had a havamina in my wildest dreams, and I'm not going to get a mitzvah from him that would be included in my neder. And like Ari says, nedarim alashem bnei adam, whatever I mean to include is included, whatever I don't mean to include is not included. That's why the Gemara goes out of its way, Tosfos says, and tells you that even if you take a neder hana from a shofar, so what did you mean if not the mitzvah? Right? Obviously, you take a neder hana, you meant I'm not going to get any hana, even from tekiyah shel mitzvah, I'm not going to get any hana. Still, it's not called hana. Tzkiyah shel mitzvah is not defined as hana. So it's not about the das b'nei adam of what you intended to include and didn't intend to include, because the shofar, what else did you intend to include? But the thing is, you took your neder that you're not going to get hana. And that's not halachically defined as hana. Mela, you're allowed to blow such a shofar. So it does not. So Tosfos seems to have Ari's havamina, and then he says, I don't. That's not what's going on here. This is a real rule. It's not a din in das b'nei adam. There's a real rule that hana that you get from mitzvahs, the spiritual high that one gets, or if you want to say it differently, the way the Rishonim say it, the schar that one gets from mitzvahs is not called hana. It's not halachically defined as hana. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to set us up pretty well in terms of the physical hana. Here's where we run into trouble, though. First let's go to where we don't run into trouble. There is a discussion in the Ran, in the Darim Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, and I apologize that I don't have this Ran in the Mar Makomos. For anyone who was at my shul last night who stole the Mar Makomos from the shul, it's in those Mar Makomos, and whatever, a different share I gave. But the Ran in the Darim Daf Tesvav Amud Beis talks about the following case. A guy says to his wife, he's taking a neder, Hana'as Tashmishcha Alai. That I'm taking a neder, a man takes a neder that any hana'a that he gets from Tashmish with his wife should be asr to him bin neder, right? So, she taka becomes asr to him, right? That neder is chal. Frek the Ran, what do you mean? Tashmish with his wife is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah sona. So if it's a mitzvah, shouldn't that hana'a not be called hana'a? Shouldn't halachically be defined as hana'a? Mitzvah's lovely on his nitnu. Right, Tashmish with his wife is a mitzvah, so mitzvah is lovely, hanos nitnu, so shouldn't it be okay? Shouldn't his wife be mutter to him? Great kasha. So the Ran answers exactly what you'd expect him to answer. He says, hani mili lomar she'in kiyum ha-mitzvos choshuv hana'a. When you say mitzvah is lovely, hanos nitnu, it means the kiyum of the mitzvah doesn't count as a hana'a. But if you actually you physically get pleasure while you're doing a mitzvah, that for sure counts as hana'a. And this raya, of course, is from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about the mayan. You go into the cold water, the swimming pool in the summertime. So yes, the hana'a of doing the mitzvah doesn't count as hana'a, but the hana'a of going into cold water in the summer does count as hana'a. Right? Great raya, very clear, very obvious. That's what you would say, and the Rambam says it seems to say this way as well in Hilchos Shofar Sukkah of Elul Perek Aleph and in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Aleph Halacha Lamed. If you put the two Rambams together, it seems that the Rambam's clear this way as well. So what's the problem? The problem is the following. There's a Rashba Nedarim Tezvav Beis also. Again, also didn't make it into your Mar Makomos. The Rashba Tezvav Beis asks the same Kasha. Hanaz Tashmish Chalai. Frak the Rashba, what about mitzvah sona? Mitzvah's lovely hanos nitnu, the hana that you get from Tashmish with a wife should not be called hana because it's a mitzvah. Why is it any different than taking a neder hana from a shofar that you're allowed to use the shofar for a mitzvah? Says the Rashba, v'yesh lomar de mitzvah zu eina ela machmasa velo machmaso. the mitzvah of ona is for her sake, it's not for his sake. Umishum de ishtabidla, it's something he owes his wife, something he must do for her. Vikivan de amar anos tashmishcha alai, and since he took a neder that says that I'm not allowed to get hana'a from your tashmish, umachmas nidro pakashibu domina, and the neder therefore takes away his responsibility, it overpowers the responsibility, the achrayus that he has, the shibud that he has to provide her with tashmish, ein kan mitzvah mechayavto, so the mitzvah goes away. Meaning, lemashal, let's say you had the following case. The guy says, I have a mitzvah sona, so he wants to have tashmish with his wife. His wife says, I'm mochel. Right? I'm mochel, I don't want right now. Does he still have a mitzvah sona? Of course not. Ona is a mitzvah v'non l'chavero. So the chavero is mochel, so then it's a mechila. Right? Similarly, if a guy says, I have a mitzvah sona, but then he takes a neder, hanas tashmish chalai, the neder has the ability to overpower that shibud and to take away the shibud. Mimela, there's no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, you can't say mitzvah slav lehanos nitnim. Meaning when he then goes and has tashmish with the wife that he took a neder that he's not going to get any hanah from, you can't say, oh no, that was a tashmish al mitzvah. No, it's not anymore. Because once he took that neder, the mitzvah went away, the shibud went away. It's a mitzvah bin al chavero, it's not a mitzvah bin al lakom. And mitzvah bin al chavero, the shibud went away with the neder. So there's no shibud there. So there is no hanah tashmish. I mean, there is hanah tashmish, it's not hanah of a mitzvah, it's hanah tashmish. But one second, what's the Rashba assuming? That if it were a mitzvah, even though clearly, by all accounts, he's getting hanah, he's getting physical hanah from it, we would still say mitzvah slav le'anos nitnim. We would still say, no, that doesn't count as hanah, because it's in the context of doing the mitzvah. Rashba seems to assume very clearly, physical hanah of tashmish, if the tashmish is a tashmish al mitzvah, that physical hanah of tashmish is not going to be called hanah. So any physical hanah that you get while you're doing a mitzvah is not going to be called hanah. That's what the Rashba seems to assume. Yeah.
So I guess like conversely, if the woman made this neder right against his chiyuv puravu, would that also be chal?
Okay. So then he gets into puravu. He says, but he takes it from the other perspective. The Rashba goes further and says, that's his chiyuv avona. That's been adam lechavero. I understand that can go away. Chiyuv puravu is not been adam lechavero. It's not that he has a chiyuv to provide his wife with children. He could, as we saw in the Russian Ksuvus last year, guy wants to be Yotzei Puravu, he doesn't need to get married. He can have a Pilagesh. He could have children. There's no chiyuv to provide your wife with children. The chiyuv of Puravu is to have children. That's a chiyuv ben al makom. Make sure you have kids. So he says, so shouldn't every bia be a mitzvah of Puravu anyway? And therefore, it's a mitzvah, and therefore we should say mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu on the hana'a of tashmish, that it's not, it shouldn't be called hana'a because mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. So he says, no, because yesh lomar deinu mechuyiv lahakim zera mizu ta'ef shalo b'yishachriti. He doesn't have to have, his mitzvah is not to have tashmish with this woman, his mitzvah is to have tashmish with some woman, to have a child with some woman, not to have tashmish with this woman. And therefore, you can't call this tashmish a mitzvah, which is a very interesting statement about mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu and a mitzvah kiyumis, as opposed to a mitzvah chiyuvis, or say even better, on a mitzvah that's efshar lasos bin yachir. I don't really want to get into that right now. Maybe we'll come back to that. But the main point I wanted to get from this Rashba is you see very clearly that the Rashba assumes that hana'as haguf in the context of doing a mitzvah is not called hana'a. Obvious kasha on the Rashba is, what's he going to do with Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches, with the Mayan? Go into the Mayan, and the Gemara was very clear, go into the cold mikveh during the summertime, and that hana is asr. If you have a neder hana from that mikveh, that's asr, that's a problem. So why all of a sudden, according to the Rashba, is it okay? To add to the Rashba's problems, the Rashba in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph and Beis, our Rashba, also asks the kasha of mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, like Rashi did, like the Ritva did. How could you be Yotzei with the lulav shel avodah zara, mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu? And he gives the same answer as the Ritva. He says, nah, there's no Mitzvah Slavle Hanus Nitnu is only on, I'm sorry, how could you be Yosef Lulav Shel Avodah Zara, aren't you getting Hana? Aren't you getting Hana? And he answers, no, Mitzvah Slavle Hanus Nitnu. And he explains what Mitzvah Slavle Hanus Nitnu means is that the schar that you get in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba, doesn't count as Yisurei Hana. Only when you're nana begufo shalisser. When you're nana begufo shalisser, that counts as hana'a. And he says, and I'll prove it to you. Hanoder hana'a mi mayan shetovel bo bi yimos hagesham she'enu nana begufo mayim. V'afal pi shagoremes lo tvilizu lalas mitam alatara. You're allowed to dip in that mikvah that's usher to you during the wintertime because you're not getting hana'a. But the Rashba very clear says, I do paskin like Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches. I do paskin that you're not allowed to go into the mikvah in the summertime because then you are getting hana. Besides for the hana of just going from Tumat Tahara, you're getting actual hana, you're getting physical hana, and that's bad. That you're not allowed to do. That still counts as hana. So aside from the fact that the Rashba is against the Gemara, the Rashba is against the Rashba. Which is a bigger kasha? Okay, whatever. They're both bad. Let's assume, yeah?
What's the mitzvah in the Rosh Hashanah?
Tvila shel mitzvah? Yeah, let's assume tvila bismana mitzvah. Let's assume that you have an actual tvila bismana that you have a requirement to do. Yeah.
You just bring that div in the Rashba of how we see that he holds the one in Rosh Hashanah.
The one in Sukkah?
The one in
Darim. The one in
Darim. It's we're getting it from a div, right?
Yeah, because the Rashba asks, Hanos Tashmishcha Alai, I don't understand, why should his wife become usher to him? That's not hana, mitzvah slavli hanus nitnu. So the hana of the tashmish doesn't count as hana. That was his kasha. And he didn't answer, yes, it does count as hana, because that's hana saguf, that's physical hana. Instead he answered, oh, no, the reason that it's called hana in that situation with hana's tashmish chalai is because there's no mitzvah there at all. There's no mitzvah sona. There's no shibud, there's no mitzvah sona. The neder took away the shibud.
Yes, he could have said that if there was a mitzvah, you would say that answer. But he's telling you it's not even a mitzvah.
But then he pushes with Pru Ravu that isn't that a mitzvah, and he starts going. I mean, I would go with the simpler answer. I think the answer that's more pashut answer.
He's telling you something new with the fact that when this nether gets rid of a shiva, that's like a new thing.
I don't know. I would think that if mitzvah slavli hanus, your whole kash is based on mitzvah slavli hanus nitnu. If there's a fundamental misunderstanding of the rule, Mitzvah Slavli Hanus Nitnu, then you need to clarify that.
He told you that in Sukkah.
Yeah, okay.
Why can't you say that?
It's not always on the same Ar Makom HaShid. Like, you don't know, when you open up a Rosh Hashanah to learn, like, you don't... Okay, yeah, sorry.
Why can't you say that in the case of Rosh Hashanah, since you had another option of, you know, not being Tovel in the... in the warm water, you nevertheless had the option of being tovel in the cold water. So there, since you can do the mitzvah without getting hana, so in that case,
It's summertime. How could you do the mitzvah without getting? It's summertime. It's hot outside. So going taking a bath is taking a swim is geschmack.
But the actual mitzvah there is a possibility of doing the mitzvah without the hana. With the case of the bia, there's no case that you can fill whatever your chiyuv or not to your wife without getting
hana. Without getting hana's tashmish.
And I'm saying,
so you're giving a different answer to the Rashba's question?
Yeah, I'm saying that in Al-Khanami he would agree that in the Mayan case, that, I mean, he has to agree to that, but here, since you're not able to separate the hana and the mitzvah, so that's why he would say that nonetheless you have a kind to know you.
Good. Hold on to that thought.
Quick question. Until now, are we assuming that you're not getting the mitzvah at all, or you're getting another avera? You're getting a avera.
In which case?
Generally. When we're talking about lav, if you...
Well, when we say mitzvah slavli hanus nitnu, we say, no, you are getting the mitzvah, and you're not getting an avera.
According... If you get bodily pleasure, though.
If you get bodily pleasure, like you go into the mayon in the summertime.
Are we assuming, are you pure?
Yes, I think so.
Where are we seeing?
Oh, no, it's a mitzvah baba avera, you're saying.
I don't know. What is that? I don't know.
Right. It might be a mitzvah baba avera. It might be that you're not Yosef. You know, maybe that...
Well, what?
Yeah, it seems to be that it wouldn't be good, because what's our, where does Rashi talk about Mitzvah Lulav in our Gemara when we say that if you took the Lulav, you're Yotzei? So I says, well, why are you Yotzei? It's Aser. Right? It's Mitzvah Babaver, it's Aser. So you say, oh, because Mitzvah Lulav Lehanas, so it wasn't really Aser. But it sounds like if it were Aser.
It's Aser, but it's not. You're not.
Right, if it were us, you wouldn't even get the mitzvah. You wouldn't say yotzei. Wouldn't say yotzei. That's also a major discussion, by the way. Whether when we say mitzvah le'aronos, does that mean okay? So l'chachili could just do it. Like if I have a lulav shel avod zara and a lulav that's not shel avod zara, is it okay for me to choose the lulav shel avod zara? Or if I have the two mayanos and it's winter time, one I have a neder that I'm not allowed to get enough from, the other one I didn't take a neder. Am I allowed to choose the one I took a neder from? Is that because mitzvah le'anusin? Or is mitzvah le'anusin only b'di'evit? The b'di'evit would work. So that's a very interesting discussion, but that will take us longer than we have to have that discussion. My brother has a beautiful essay about that in his Sefer with four rayas from all over the place. That's a very, very beautiful discussion, not for right now. I mean, just on the surface, our Gemara seems like it makes it an open and shut case, because what does Rava say? Lul shel avod zara, don't take it. But if you do, you'll say. But a lot of the Rishonim, when they say, why shouldn't you take it? So they say it's because it's ma'us. It's disgusting to use avod zara. Is it disgusting to use something that's aser b'hana because I took a neder? Probably not. It's only dafka because it's avod zara. Lo yitzal, Rashi says dema'is l'gavoa. Right, so you can be medayik from that Rashi. It's dafka because it's ma'us, but that would dafka be by that. But in general, we wouldn't. Maybe even l'chachili, you could rely on mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. But anyway, we have this theory in the Rashbos. We have the Rashbos against the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. When there is physical pleasure from the mitzvah, so what's the story? Does that count as hana or not? So, just in terms of being mevaer, what they're arguing about, being mevaer, what the Rash, let's call it machlokas Rashba and the Ran, because we'd rather not call it a machlokas Rashba and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have to figure out how the Rashba understands the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But let's take the case of Hanas Tashmishcha. Guy tells his wife, I'm taking a neder, I can't get enough from your Tashmish. We said that that neder is Chal, she's Aser to him. It is called Hana, it is... The Ran assumes that because there's physical pleasure, it's called Hana. The Rashba says, no, it's not the physical pleasure, it's just Aser because there's no mitzvah anymore. So what are they arguing about? Whether physical pleasure is called Hana when that physical pleasure is gotten through a mitzvah. So, in Dibros Moshe, my brother quotes in a Sefer on page Reis Sadi Tes, in the Siach Buchkecha, quotes from the Dibros Moshe, in Darim Simen Tes Vav, that explains the Machlokas, is about Mitzvah Le'anos and Ba'anas HaGuf, is as follows. That according to the Ran, the Pshat in Mitzvah Le'anos is that a Kiyum HaMitzvah isn't called Hana'ah. The Hana'ah that you get of fulfilling a mitzvah, it's not called Hana'ah. Physical Hana'ah is called Hana'ah. Whereas the Rashba would understand that Mitzvah Slav Lehanosin means that when we do a mitzvah, like we were saying yesterday from the Dibros Moshe, our focus is that we are an Eved serving a master. There may be some pleasure involved in being an Eved serving a master. The pleasure may come in the form of just knowing our place. The pleasure may come in the lollipop that Ribbono Shel Olam gives us for doing it. Or the pleasure may come in the fact that it's a pleasurable experience, like tashmish, or like eating, or like anything that's a pleasurable mitzvah. But that's not going to be a violation of Hana'ah, because be'ikr, we're just avodas eved l'rabo. Be'ikr, we're just an eved. And that's what a mitzvah is all about. That's how Moshe explains the Machlokas Ran and Rash. But according to the Ran, Pashm Shah, mitzvah l'avodas eved l'rabo just means the Hana'ah of a kiyum mitzvah is not called Hana'ah. According to the Rashba, no, it might be called Hana in another context, but when you're doing a mitzvah, you're so focused on being an Eved that all the other Hanas don't matter anymore. Because primarily it's a Maisa of Avdus. But again, that doesn't help us understand how the Rashba is going to deal with Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. So what does help us is the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech, which is the last marmakom in your packet. It's a long one, but we'll take a look at one piece of it right now. Toward the end of that Shara Melech, on page Tuf Tes, everyone quotes this Shaul Melech when they talk about Mrs. Lavdanasid. It's like the most, so to, you know, it's like the source. He wrote this major essay on Mrs. Lavdanasid. I only even photocopied part of it, but, you know, it's a major essay on Mrs. Lavdanasid. So Shaul Melech quotes, he quotes him Iri. Actually, if you look on Tav Tes, on page Tav Tes in the left hand column at the top, so he quotes the Rashba Nidarim, and he says, Ranzal Sham, from the fact that the Rashba doesn't say like the Ran, Deshaini Hachadik Anos Haguf Badei Mitzvah, namely that Anos Haguf is different. Mashba Behedya Desfir Leida Filu Bedik Anos Haguf Badei Mitzvah Shari. Sounds like the Rashba holds, even if there is physical Anah, that's going to be Mutter, that's not going to be called real Anah, since it came in the context of a mitzvah. But he says, wait a second, you're going to tell me Anos Tashmish is less Hanah than swimming on a hot day, or than getting sprinkled the Mechatos on a hot day? It's not any less Hanah. So why is it that getting sprinkled on the Mechatos, meaning obviously he's going to have to deal with, now how's the Rashbun going to deal with the Mayan case? How's he going to deal with Rosh Hashanah? L'chein nirali disvir leil rabbeinu v'arashbazal. It's only Asr, according to Rava, in the case of the Mayan, in the case of the Azah. Why? Mishum dahasa miyad kishahiza Allah vitaval nigmara mitzvah. V'imashi buhu basar hachi nimtza nene gufo shelo b'mako mitzvah. Very important ha'ara. You go to the mikvah. When are you done with the mitzvah? At what point, when you go to the mikvah, are you done with the mitzvah? So there's a discussion when you go down, when you come up. But at the very least, when you stick your head out, right? After you've gone down, you stick your head out, you're done with the mitzvah. The rest of your body is still in the mikvah. And you're still enjoying it. That's the hana'ah that Rava in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches has a problem with. It's the hana'ah that you're getting after the mitzvah is already over. That's not hana'ah that's coming in the context of a mitzvah. That's another that's coming after the mitzvah. Don't say Mrs. Avdanos didn't want that Hana. But by Anas, Tashmish, the entire Maisa Tashmish is all a mitzvah. Because it's all a mitzvah sona. The whole thing is considered a mitzvah sona. So since all of it is a mitzvah sona, there is no part that's divorced from the mitzvah. So even though it is Hana'as Haguf, as long as it's Hanos Haguf in the context of a mitzvah, then we're going to say mitzvah Slavdanos. It's not defined as Hana. It's okay. Yeah.
Why do we say that? Like you have to look toward the future and say that I know I'm going to be getting Hanos Haguf in the mitzvah. Why don't we say going to it, you'll be getting Hanos Haguf in the mitzvah, and when you come out, you're like sort of an onus.
Because it's not an onus when you can plan and you know.
Didn't we have a whole story about that? Whether like.
Yeah, and the Pashas is like Minchas Chinuch says against the Tzlach, that if you, Minchas Chinuch has a bomb cash on the Tzlach, that if a person wakes up on Erev Pesach in the morning and says, I can't believe it, how am I supposed to bring Korban Pesach? I'm not even in Israel right now. This is going to be impossible for me to bring Korban Pesach. I'm in New York right now. So Minchas Chinuch says, that you're not like off the hook. What do you mean? You should have thought of that. You knew Pesach was coming. You should have gotten your tuchus over to Israel and made sure that you were able to bring Korban Pesach. You can't just, if you know it's coming, if it's something that you know is so pashas is that that's not called onus. That's just called the person has to plan in advance.
The point is, what about after you're in the kind of mitzvah?
Okay, so the Shaul Melech says this yisod. And he thinks the Rashba understands Hana'as Haguf is not called Hana'a if it's done within the context of the mitzvah, but once the mitzvah is over, then it becomes Hana'a again, yeah?
Is there a share of Ona'a?
Ah, good. So I was thinking about this. So what's Ona? This tells you something about his understanding of the mitzvah's Ona. Meaning, if mitzvah's Ona is just to give her pleasure, so then by the time he's done with his Maisa Tashmish, she might still, let's say she already had her pleasure and there's not much more that she's getting, so maybe he's still getting Hana, so would you say that would also be a violation? So no, well, Mitzvah's Ona is the entire experience. So Rav Willig like say Mitzvah's Ona is time. It's a mitzvah of dedicating your attention and your time to her in a physical way also. So the entire experience is all part of the Mitzvah's Ona. the entire thing, whether she's actually getting physical pleasure at this time, that's not what determines what's the mitzvah sona. The whole experience is the mitzvah sona, including after she's already had her the peak of her pleasure or whatever else. Right? That's all included in the mitzvah sona. That's what it seems to be. So the Sharon Melech says, okay, so I said this, but I'm an Achron, so you might not love it so much. Whenever you come up with a really Mechudosh Tikka concept and you want to know if maybe there's a Rishon that says it, so a good bet if it's a really unique way of looking at the world is the Me'iri. So the Sharon Melech says, look at the Me'iri, he says exactly like I say. In the next paragraph, he says, Achar Zman Rav Shekasafti Zeh, he says, I promise I wrote this first before I saw it. Says in a long time after I wrote this down, Nitva Suba Sefer Meisro Keach, the Sefer Meisro Keach came out. Uberosha Sefer Huvisham Chidushim Al Rabbeinu Mixivas Yad LeKadoshim Asher BaAretz VeRiisi Sham, and I saw there Kasev Lomar Mishema MiIrizal, that he quotes the MiIri Vizel Lashono UMizeh Pirushot Rabbeinu Shmuel SheMutar LeSachei Chasuka BiYisurena VeMemfarshim Hikshu Shari Mitzvos Lav LeAnos Nitnu. You're allowed to use whatever, he's talking about sukkah, which we'll get to soon. Perusho anu mechuyavin lasos pal karchenu v'lo lanas atzmenu. Mitzvah slav l'anus nitnu means, even if you're actually enjoying physically the mitzvah, since you have to do it, like Rav Moshe explained, the Rashba, since you have to do it, it's a chiyuv from the Ribono Shel Olam, therefore it's not called hana'a. V'hilkach besukkah b'shasas yes a mitzvah shiyah yeshiva yesh hana'a l'guf mi'asuri hana'a dayinu tzelk namin b'avod zara. Ah, here it is, the second part. Umir yesh perish achar b'mitzvah slav l'anus nitnu sha'af al pisha b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah ikan al saguf ein b'kach klum. Even though you're getting an al saguf while you're doing the mitzvah, it's not a problem. U'bilvad shelo yehona achar asiyas ha-mitzvah. As long as you don't get an al after the mitzvah's over. Example, mayan. You're going to be tovel in your mosachama and you're still getting an al even after the mitzvah's over. Dvarim elu nechonim u'mechudashim. And he goes on to say that this chiddush is correct and it's absolutely mechudashtik, brilliant chiddush. So that's how the Rashba, that's the fundamental machlokas, Rashba and the Ran, how to understand the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, whether physical hana'a makes a difference in terms of mitzvah zav le'anos nitnu. Once we're discussing the Sharon Melech, Sharon Melech also discusses another major issue of mitzvah zav le'anos nitnu. If you go back toward the beginning of the piece of the Sharon Melech, he says, what about mitzvah zav le'anos nitnu on a mitzvah drabbanon? And this is very nogea to our sugya. If our sugya relies on taking a lulav shel avodah zarah, that it's okay because you're yotzei the mitzvah because mitzvah zav le'anos nitnu, do we say that on the second day of Yontif also? Second day of Yontif, the mitzvah of lulav is only drabbanon outside of the mikdash. Would we say mitzvah zav le'anos nitnu on a mitzvah drabbanon also? Or only in the mitzvah d'oraisa. So if you take a look on page Taf Dalet in the Shar HaMelech, in the paragraph that begins with the words Uma Shekasav HaRav HaMagid, he's medayek that the Magid Mishnah holds that even on Yom Tov Sheni Midrabanan Im Natal Yatza Mishum Damrinan Mitzvah Slav Le'anasin Rafil B'mitzvah Srabanan. The mitzvah zav le'anos nitnu, the geshmak of doing a mitzvah d'oraisa is not called hana'a, the geshmak of doing a mitzvah d'rabbanan should also not be called hana'a. And l'chora, that's very mistaver, because which is a greater geshmak? Doing a mitzvah d'oraisa, l'chora, should give you a greater sense of satisfaction, and a greater sense of schar, whichever way you want to say it, whether it's a sense of satisfaction or the schar from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's greater by a mitzvah d'oraisa, and still that's not called hana'a, so you would think kal v'chomer, the sense of satisfaction of the schar that you get from mitzvah drabbanon should for sure not be called anar, right? That's what you would say, misvara. He says, I got a problem. The Baal Amar seems to disagree. Baal Amar, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Chesam and Aleph, when it says, Hamudra anam echavero, that it's mutter litkol or tkiya shel mitzvah, that if I take a nedra anam, I'll get enough from you, that you're allowed to blow shofar from me, says the Baal Amar, wait, what kind of shofar? Shofar for what? Why is he blowing shofar? Only if he's blowing shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. When else do we have a mitzvah shofar besides Rosh Hashanah? So there's Yovel, but that's also d'oraisa. We want something that's going to be drabbanan. So Tainis. If you ever learn Tainis by Tainios, there's a whole series of shofar blasts and trumpet blasts and whatever. If you ever been to a Yom Tainis at the Kotel, you know, they take out the trumpets. They... You guys all learned, most of you learned near the Kotel, so you've probably seen it. It's okay. We still love Jeremy. So says the Baal Amar, it's only if it's the shofar shel mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. We love Yehuda too. Sorry. Yes. It's only. You learned by the Kotel. It's not as close to the Kotel, but you know. Yeshiva Kotel, is that okay? It's close enough. When it comes to the shofar of Tainios, says the Baal Amar, then you wouldn't say Mitzvah Slavah on a Snitnu. Then you're not allowed to have him blow the shofar of a Tainios for you. Because that's called Hana. That's called Hana, the fulfillment of that. So you see the Baal Amar clearly holds that it doesn't work under Rabbanans, it only works under Raisas. So the problem is, Baal Amar himself, he sows for himself. Because he writes by the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, where Rava says in our Gemara, Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah Li'itol V'imnatol Kasher, so he writes, V'imnatol Kasher Afilu Kodem Bittul, Kiven De Islay Bittul, Mitzvah Slav Nehanus Nitnu, that it's Kasher even though you haven't been Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, V'kasher B'yomtav Sheni, Delo Be'in On Lechem, V'u'en Einu Meskavin L'zakos Bo. And it's Kasher B'yomtav Sheni as well. Apparently, he holds Mitzvah Slav Nehanus Nitnu applies even on Yom Tov Sheni, even when it's only Drabanan. So you have a stir in Baal Amar. So today's stir in Rishonim Day, right? First we had a stir in the Rashba, and now we have a stir in Baal Amar. Stir in the Baal Amar, whether Mitzvah Slav Nehanus Nitnu applies to Drabanans or not to Drabanans. So to be Miyashi, the stir Shar Melech suggests, a little further down in the paragraph, that it could be shofar is different than lulav. In the following sense, when it comes to shofar, some people enjoy it. Lulav, no one enjoys, other than the fact that you're just doing the mitzvah. There's no like enjoyment of actually holding it. The enjoyment is that you're doing the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's just tedious to have to be holding something. So, other than the schar kiyum mitzvah or the connection you feel to God, there is no physical enjoyment. Shofar, there might be physical enjoyment. I'm not sure what he's talking about. The physical enjoyment is by shofar. I'm not sure if he means musically you find it enjoyable, or just like it feels really good to blow a shofar. Like, I think he means the latter. That like, and I'll show you why I think he means the latter, because I mean he's pretty explicit about it soon. But to, that, like, when you blow a shofar, you feel like, I don't know, you feel like you're strong. I don't know, it makes you feel big. So that's the hana, yeah. Right. Right. That's what it would sound like. That's what it would sound like. If you're a smoker who always is trying to quit and you always need something in your hand, you just, I don't know, trying to come up with some case. So why do I think it's about that? Because he writes that. So again, how does this help? How does this miyash of the stira? So he says when it comes to shofar, we're not going to say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu on the drabanan of shofar. On the mitzvah of shofar midrabanan, we're going to say that is called hana'a because you are actually getting physical pleasure out of it. So, for the sake of a mitzvah drabanan, we're not going to risk allowing you that physical pleasure. But when the reward is a mitzvah d'oraisa, when what you can get out of it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then we'll risk you feeling some level of pleasure. It's a very strange part. I mean, what he's really saying is physical pleasure that you get when you're doing a, meaning like the Ran, physical pleasure that you get when you're doing a mitzvah is bad. You're not allowed, if there's an Isra Hana, you're not allowed to have any physical pleasure when you're doing that mitzvah. Absolutely off limits. It's definitely bad, right? That's what he said. But what if it's like not so definite that you can get physical pleasure? What if it's not, you're going into a Maya and it's not summertime, it's springtime? It's not so posh that they can get physical pleasure. What if you're like a little weird, but not so weird? So you might enjoy shofar, but you might not. Right? You might enjoy blowing the shofar, but you might not. So then we look at risk reward. We look at what the payoff will be. We say, well, if the payoff is going to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, well, then we're willing to take that risk. And we'll say, blow shofar, even if it might make you feel big and strong about yourself, still do it because it's mitzvah d'oraisa. But when it comes to mitzvah d'rabbanan, we're going to say no. We're afraid of that hana that you might get, and therefore we're not going to risk doing that mitzvah. But when it comes to lulav, where there's no chance of getting any hana, so then we will take the risk. Yeah. So that's how he's miyashev the balamar. Now, in the footnote, if you look on page Tuf Hey in the Shara Melech, in the footnote in Tam HaMelech, I have no idea who wrote Tam HaMelech. Shara Melech is an early Achron. Tam HaMelech, I don't know when it was written. He says there's a better way to be miyashev, the steer and the balamar. The mitzvah midrabanan of blowing shofar and tainis, and the mitzvah midrabanan of taking dalad minim on the second day are not at all similar to each other. Where did the mitzvah midrabanan of taking dalad minim on days 2 through 7 of Sukkot come from? Where did it come from? Zecher, takanas Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh is a zecher l'mikdash. Basically, there was a mitzvah daraisa to take Sukkah, to take dalad minim all 7 days in the mikdash. And we piggybacked that mitzvah daraisa to create a mitzvah midrabanan. The mitzvah midrabanan of blowing shofar and tainis, where does that come from? Rabbanan invented it. It's not a piggyback of shofar on, of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's its own din. Rabbanan invented it. It's what we call a mitzvah midrabanan that does not have an ikar midivrei Torah. There are some mitzvahs midrabanan, like we always say, I drill it in over and over again. Not all daraisas are created equal, not all darabanans are created equal. The Prima Gadim has in the Psicha Kalelas that there are mitzvahs darabanan, very many different levels of mitzvahs midrabanan. And one of those many different levels is that a mitzvah midrabanan that's ikaro midivrei Torah is stronger than a mitzvah midrabanan that's not ikaro midivrei Torah.
What about like going to war? Say it's a piggyback.
Is that
a daraisa when you go to war, you
got to
blow?
Is that a daraisa to blow the shofar? To blow the chatzotzos?
Exactly.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. So he says, according to this, though, he says that's how he's miyashev. That's how he's miyashev the steer and the balamar. Because the balamar says that a tekiya shel tainis, where it's ikar midrabanan, that's, we're not going to apply mitzvah lehanos nitnu, because that's ikar midrabanan. When it's something that's ikaru midaraisa, we're going to say mitzvah le'anasin. When he says, I'll prove it to you that that's what the Balamar means. Because if the Balamar wanted to come up with tekiyos that were drabanan, why does he have to go to tainis? What about any tekiyos after the first couple? Right? We blow 100. Aren't those also midrabanan? He says, yeah, but those are an extension of mitzvah daraisa. And since they start out as mitzvah daraisa, and it's an extension of the mitzvah daraisa, so therefore that's ikaru midivrei Torah. He says, that's my vart, the Tam Melech says, but he says, I'm wrong, meaning because I'm against Rishonim. The Ran clearly didn't understand the Balamar in that way, because the Ran saw the Balamar about Shofar, and the Ran said, oh, if the Balamar says we're not going to say Mrs. Avle Anasitnu on the Shofar of the Tainis, then obviously the Balamar will say we also don't say Mrs. Avle Anasitnu on the other Tekiyos after the first few that you don't say the Mitzvah. So the Ran, like, matter-of-factly says, of course, you know, whatever you're going to apply to the Shofar and Tainis, you can apply to the rest of the Tekiyos that day also. So he says, therefore, I'm against the Ran, and it's very hard to say this way. It's very hard to say like me, since I'm going up against the Ran. What this also gets into, though, is, let's say you do have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Shofar, mitzvah d'oraisa of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, right? So forget about mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. What about asei docha los asei? Shouldn't the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shofar come and be docha the los asei of Me'ila? Or whatever, if it's Shofar shel the Isra now, whatever the Isra is? And he says, the Gemara asks, let the asei of Shofar come be docha los asei of Yom Tov. And the Gemara answers, Yom Tov is asei v'los asei, ain't asei docha los asei v'asei. But Mi'ila, let's say, Mi'ila is only a los asei. So, shouldn't it be that even a din l'chachila that you could blow such a shofar because asei docha los asei? So the truth is, this gets into a much more complicated discussion of asei docha los asei. Fundamentally, the biggest exception to asei docha los asei, if it's efshar l'kayim shneim, we don't say asei docha los asei. So if you have another shofar available to you, you don't say asei docha los asei. Tam Melech says, yeah, but you don't find that that chilek being made in the poskim. Okay, but that's his discussion about mitzvah rabbanan. Yeah.
Can you say that the Rashi and Rashi would also say that if you mitzvah rabbanan you would apply it, because the lashon of like Eben Larabo seems to imply that it's done. That he says, oh, even though you're getting pissed off, no, the fact that it's an Eben Larabo situation, that's really the ikar. So Eben Larabo, would that apply by the rabbanan?
You want to say it would or would it?
I'm saying that would it. That you wouldn't.
Eva Larabo would not apply to the
Rabbah? It wouldn't apply, Mrs. Lava. Therefore, it would be considered.
You think Eva Larabo is Dafka Lashon for Doraisa?
I mean, are the Rabbanon, is that, are we the Eva?
No, but Eva Larabo might just be, you know, an expression, which means you're doing it because you have to do it, and you're not doing it because you want to do it. Right? So you could say, it wouldn't be Mukhruch to say, I don't think it would be Mukhruch to say that way. Okay. One more point from the Shara Melech. Because this led him, this, like, he just walked right into Anos HaGuf B'Kiyumah Mitzvah. He started out with a discussion of Mitzvah L'Anos or Mitzvah Rabbanan. But his whole way of being Yashiv the Balamor was by saying, oh, but you get a geschmack from blowing shofar. And when you get a geschmack from blowing shofar, so for that we don't want to risk it, right? For Mitzvah Rabbanan, we don't want to risk that geschmack. But for Mitzvah D'Oraisa, we do. So he walked right into the topic of a geschmack, of getting an actual physical geschmack from doing mitzvahs. So it's like a natural segue for him. So we discussed it backwards, but now he discusses it going this way. Right? It's a natural segue for him into Anos HaGuf. So he writes, he quotes the Ran, and he says that maybe there's a chilek between, he quotes a kolbo, they say also quotes a kolbo, that when we say that you took a neder, that you're not allowed to get hana from somebody, from a shofar, right? So you're allowed to use that shofar for the mitzvah. So Kobel says, you're allowed to use that shofar for the mitzvah as long as someone else blows it for you. But you can't blow it yourself. Well, where does that chilek come from? So says the Shara Melech, it's exactly what I'm telling you. That when you blow the shofar yourself, you get a geschmack out of that because you feel big and strong. And that we don't want you to do. That's hana, it's haguf. That we'd rather avoid. But if someone else is blowing it for you, so then there's no risk of hana, it's haguf. And then you can rely on Mitzvah Slav Lehanastitnu. So Shalmak says, I'm not going to go as far as the Kolbo and say that you're not allowed to, because I hold if it's a Mitzvah Daraisa, you're allowed to risk feeling good about yourself, because it's worth taking the risk. But you see, the Kolbo is based on that same thing. The Kolbo doesn't think it's a risk, he thinks it's a vadai. He thinks that when you blow the shofar yourself, you're going to feel good about it. You're going to feel big and strong about it. Mimela, you have to have someone else blow it for you rather than you blow for yourself. And where did the Kolbo get this from? Where did he get this chiddush from? He got it from, says Sharmel, from the fact that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches says, Hadar Amar Rava, Echad Zev, Echad Zev Yatza, my time, a mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. That sounds like that dafka b'di eved is yotze, but l'chadchila you shouldn't do it. Meaning, I didn't give you the whole Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara talks about using a shofar of a korban, using a shofar of a korban, which is also ba'ana. So over there, the Gemara sounds like it's saying b'di eved you shouldn't do it. And yet, when it comes to a shofar where you're madir enough from it, the Gemara seems l'chadchila it's okay. So why would there be a difference? Whether the chadchila b'di'eved, if a shofar of a carbon is asubana, and the shofar that you took a neder anah from is asubana, why does it make a difference? So he says, no, the difference is not between a shofar shalola and a shofar that you were madir anah. The chilik is that when we were talking about a shofar shalola, we were talking about when you're blowing yourself, that for you to blow yourself, that's only b'di'eved yotzei, but the chadchila you shouldn't do it. When we were talking about a shofar that you were no drana from, we were talking about someone else blowing for you. Having someone blow the shofar for you, that you're allowed to do even the chadchila, because there's no risk of you getting any anos aguf out of it. The only anos you're going to get is going to be the anos of kiyum mitzvah. There's not going to be any level of anos aguf. There are two more issues that we need to discuss in the context of mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. I'll just introduce you to them, and then Bez Hashem on Sunday we'll get back to them. One is that there's another problem over here in our Gemara. It's very local to our Gemara. That there's an additional problem besides for getting the Hanah from Avodah Zarah. If the Isra Hanah from Avodah Zarah was your only issue, you're right. Mrs. Lavli, honestly, no, I'm not getting Hanah, I'm just taking Lulav. But there's another Isra in the Torah called Lo Yidbak B'Yadcha Me'uma, that you're not allowed to have. You're not allowed to take Avodah Zarah, bring it into your home. You're not allowed to have the Toeva around. So what? That's only a din in your home, but in your hands you're allowed to have it. So isn't that a mitzvah above Aveir? Forget about this Hanah. Okay, it's not Hanah. But don't you have a mitzvah above aver problem anyway because you're bringing the avodah zarah? That's one issue we're going to need to deal with. The other issue is more of a mitzvah lehanos nitnu issue, and that is what Jake was referring to before, which I told him to be patient. We can get back to is what happens when you have mitzvahs that the nature of the mitzvah is to get hana'ah. That's part of the mitzvah. L'mashal, you have a mitzvah to sit in sukkah. Let's say you really don't enjoy it. Well, that's called a mitzvah. Then you're part of them. So, I mean, the mitzvah is to live in it like you enjoy your house, enjoy your sukkah. That's what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be hana'ah. So how does mitzvah lav lehanos nitnu work when the mitzvah dafka is a mitzvah of hana'ah? For instance, Egletal is a famous discussion about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Egletal in his Hakdama talks about how some people have the mistaken impression that when you learn Torah, you're supposed to be thinking, no, I don't like this, I'm just doing it because I'm serving God, but I hate every minute of it. No, that's not really the way you're supposed to learn Torah. You're supposed to enjoy, you're supposed to bask in the glow of Torah, you're supposed to enjoy Torah very much. So how do we apply, or do we apply, Mitzvah Zav Le'Avos Nitnu in those contexts? Those are the two discussions we will continue on Sunday, and then when we get done with that, we'll go on to Kitus Mech Tashira. Yeah.